January 15th, 2024. Are you wise? Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Now hearing and doing the words of Christ is here contrasted with the man who built or did not build his house on the sand or on the rock. The picture is a great one, and though a house is temporal, a man's soul is eternal. So the repercussions for living or revolving our lives around something other than God and Christ, or the love for Christ, is like that of a man becoming utterly destroyed. It's a natural law. If you live apart from Christ, you will be destroyed. He is life. He is salvation. So the fall of the house that's not built around it is great, or around Christ is great. To have the wrong foundation or the wrong conclusion about life and what's reality and what's absolutely true is to have a life that when the storm hits or the judgment comes, will be swept away. It'll be like the days of Noah. And maybe Christ may have been pointing to that occasion. Men and women mock and laugh as a Christian man clings to the Bible as his only hope, and as he builds his whole life to rest on Christ and Christ alone for his right standing with God. He even talks about it to them, and they just laugh, or they say, you're just messing. You guys are crazy. And in the end, they're swept away by the flood. They are like the fool who built his house on the sand. They think they're doing a great job building the house, but they have no idea that their foundation of what they built their whole life on is going to collapse. And while God closes the door to the ark, like with Noah, we must cling to Christ, because he is our salvation. He is our foundation. He's our hope. He's our rock. And I know this has been said over and over again these past few days, but it is essential. If my whole podcast yells one thing, it would be, we need Christ. We need his word, and we need to obey, but also love deeply because he has loved us deeply. We need his mercy, and we need to be led by him because he's good, and he has our good in mind. We must not believe like that in the garden, that he is not good or that he's holding something from us. He gave us his word, and he wants us to rely on it. That's the point. So let us build our house or life on his word and on his promises, and cling to his salvation, lest we find ourselves swept away and destroyed. And with that, have a happy Monday.